Gospel Acclamation. I hope in the Lord, I trust in His word. With Him there is kindness and plenteous redemption. A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, "Even I say to you, the prophet is accepted in his own town. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but to a widow in Zarephath, in the neighbor Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha, the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, but only Laman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of their town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which the town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. Gospel of the Lord. Jesus mentioned the leper, Laman, from Syria. He was cleansed. But the first reading mentioning in the beginning, Laman was not happy because Elisha only asked him to wash in the water for 7 times, and he did not see, the prophet did not see him. He was angry. He didn't want to go there. But fortunately, his companions encouraged him to follow the advice of Elisha and got healed from the water. With thanksgiving, he went back to give thanks to the prophet. I think first thing, we have to learn to be humble. Many times God provides opportunities or chances. At times we might felt humiliated. But if it's the will of God, there's a grace behind. We have to know it. Also, we have to kind of thankfulness for all that we have to the Lord. So it's very important to be humble, also to be grateful to the Lord. At times we don't know what God works behind. But God loves us so much. Even we are not grateful, also He will give a helping hand. So, first of all, be assured that God loves us immensely, unconditionally. Also, we have to give thanks to the Lord, even though we do not aware what we had been given. That's what the from the Psalms 130 says, "I hope in the Lord, I trust in His word. With Him there is kindness and plenteous redemption." We are fortunate than the people in the Old Testament. We know who Christ is. Today, the only thing is to listen to His word, to follow Him. Jesus will love us always. Let's entrust our life to Him. Let's pray for one another that we can always follow that we have got, Father, in us.